Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
This can really kind of go anywhere, you know, and Zay got him, and that's great because Zay's a dynamic player. I was really happy with one hop got and what he did with it. So I think it's what you do with the targets that you get. The ball's going to go where it's going to go with Lamar. It's the kind of player he is. You know, he kind of takes it where it needs to go a lot of times, and our guys understand that.
Zay Flowers coming off a season where he had 1,000 yards receiving and made his first Pro Bowl. He's gotten off to a quick start, 14 catches for 218 yards and a touchdown through two games. Are we watching the Zay Flowers breakout season?
I think we're watching another Zay Flowers breakout season, and I think we're watching him in the process of taking it to another level. And I think we did the six pack about receivers. All the stuff is intertwined. You know, there's method to the madness, and talked about Zay very early in the show. We looked at best six quarterbacks in the NFL who are healthy right now, because a lot of them aren't. And then you just start to look at the way some of these teams are either devolving or evolving, and the Ravens have one of the most robust passing games on the planet, and we're at a time where, like, Brock Purdy, who they wanted to try to give an MVP award to that year, even though it should have been Lamar's, right? And Lamar had to come from behind to win it, whatever that means, because that was ridiculous in real time. But, like, he's going to miss a bunch of time, and Burrow's season's over, and, you know, Kansas City can't complete a forward pass more than 5 yards downfield, and we're at a time where the scope of a lot of these offenses are limited, and you start to think around the AFC, who's doing what. And I think Zay Flowers has a chance to emerge. And, you know, look, Cincinnati still has great receivers, but it's Browning now. Like, I think that's good news for Higgins and probably bad news for Ja'Marr Chase. So, yeah, I think Zay Flowers has a chance to be one of the most productive wide receivers in the AFC. I think that connection between him and Lamar can go to yet another level, and it could be talked about the way some others have been in recent years. I mean, maybe it's not going to be 60-yard receptions all over the place like Tua to Tyreek was, or Mahomes to Tyreek, but there's enough eye-popping plays that he makes, whether how he catches the ball or what he does after he catches it, that, I think the price tag on a Zay Flowers extension keeps going up, 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 up.
It absolutely is. And he's taken a step each year. And as a rookie, they had that instant chemistry, that instant connection. Then he became a Pro Bowler last year. And this year he's looking to go back to the Pro Bowl again. And he's off to such a great start. But you mentioned after the catch, the yak, 113 yards after the catch. That's more than half of his total yardage at 218 yards. And he's seen a ton of volume, where we talk about how many different mouths there are to feed in this offense. And despite all of that, through two games, he's got 20 targets. Next closest guy is Rashad Bateman with 8. And Lamar's passer rating when targeting Zay Flowers this year, 122.5. That's really, really good.
Yeah, I was reading Jonas Schaefer had a piece in the Banner today, and it brought up the fact, and you look at how good Zay has been this year. if Zay and Lamar can connect on some of these deep balls, like, that's going to take it to another level as well, because he's had Zay a couple times and has just overthrown him. But you talk about how good Zay's been so far. Watch out when he starts connecting on the deep balls. Because remember, at first he couldn't connect with Bateman on him, and now he does.
Well, I think that's the next step in this relationship with Lamar and Zay Flowers, is connecting on those. And I remember being out at training camp when Zay was out at the podium, and he was asked about that, and he was really, really confident that they would connect on more vertical routes this year, and the work that he was doing in the offseason to become faster and more agile.
1 for 4 on passes to Flowers for at least 20 yards.
I think, too, the Bateman thing hasn't got going yet. And once it does, it's just a reminder that, oh, yeah, we got to make sure we're rolling everything that way. And they've got nothing out of the tight end position. And I think with Likely coming back, that will change. And you have to defend Likely differently than you do Andrews in the pass game. You just do.
Because he's a wide receiver in a tight end's body. Yeah.
So I think that creates matchup problems that a Kohler and an Andrews don't. And for Zay to be doing what he's doing in the quadrants of the field that he's doing it in, and for him to be basically, they're going to challenge a D coordinator to find a way to stop these crossers. And, you know, right now it's like, you know, he's running 2 to 3 of those routes a game. I think, especially if they have 2 verts, and when you have Likely and Bateman, that's 2 other verts. I think the opportunity to throw underneath on crossers to Zay is just going to continue to soar.
How do you stop? We were talking earlier about how he seems uncoverable. So how do you slow down Zay Flowers?
You have to beat him up at the line of scrimmage. You have to keep him from getting into his route. I mean, those first 5 yards are imperative. But again, that's easier said than done, because he is so twitchy and so slippery that even small guys have trouble staying with him, and big guys have trouble beating him up.
And the other thing that Jonas brought up in his piece is he's deadly in motion, because it's hard to do that when he's coming off the line in motion.
Makes it much more difficult. And we're seeing that utilized in ways that it just never was under Giro. And again, like the personnel, I'm talking about what it's going to look like with Likely and some of these other guys, absolutely. But I think it also creates, you know, look, this coordinator knows what he's doing. When he's got 2 tight ends and a fullback out there, and there's 1 receiver, and that receiver's Zay, you have to respect the heavy personnel with what you put out there, which means you're putting less guys on the field who could stay with the Zay. And if it really looks like it's going to be a heavy run play, one of your safeties nosy and the other one's got to be thinking about getting nosy. And so it what Zay does out of the heavy personnel is something I'll be tracking all year, and I guarantee you it's going to be highly efficient for them.
And that's where it gets back to the point you were making, Jason, about you need to beat up Zay Flowers at the line of scrimmage, considering he's a smaller guy. But when you're in that heavy personnel, If that cornerback effectively jam Zay, that's a massive play, if not a touchdown.
So do we expect him to eclipse his numbers from a year ago? Or because, as you mentioned, they've got Bateman to feed. They got Likely to feed. Andrews will get his, I assume, at some point. But he had just over 1,000 yards a year ago. Are we expecting him to eclipse that?
Yeah, I think he's going to have more catches. I think his yards per target and yards per reception are going to go up. The touchdowns is always iffy, because that body type in the red zone, it is what it is. And they're not running stuff for him the way the Chiefs run stuff for Worthy. You know, they're not running as many jet sweeps. They're not running inside runs for him and things like that. Not as many little pop passes and the little...
tell you what, that bubble, you know, screen.
I'm just
going to
flip it. I'm going to flip it underhand across. But no, I think Zay Flowers is going to be one of the most productive receivers in the AFC. I do.
Ravens and Lions this Monday night, and they face each other every couple years. So we look back on these last couple meetings, and can we glean anything from them? Because Dan Campbell was the coach in these games that can help them in this game Monday. We'll tell you next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Here on the Fan.
Jackson can't find anyone. Looking to take off and run. Bounces away. Still surveying. Still alive. Throwing an end zone. Caught for the touchdown. Nelson Aguilar. On the fake. Looking for Andrews. Has him. Mark Andrews. Turns upfield. Looking for the end zone. Diving for the pylon. He's in. Touchdown, Baltimore.
They did everything right over there, and we did everything wrong. The other thing I would say is, as good as they played on that side, which they earned that win, man, we certainly helped them and served it up on a platter. You know, I kind of came out of that game last night saying, man, Lamar single-handed, and it was not the case. We took that shotgun right to the foot a number of times.
So here are the highlights, courtesy of Fox, and then Dan Campbell after the game taking a shotgun to the foot. The Ravens scored early and often, beating the Lions 38-6. That was in October of 2023. They played 2 years prior. That was the Hollywood Brown drops game that Justin Tucker bailed them out with the 66-yard field goal, winning 19-17. But the game 2 years ago, hey, Kyle Van Noy had 2 sacks in that game. He will not be playing in this game Monday night. What can you glean from that one that maybe comes forward in this one?
I mean, look, they've spanked a lot of backsides. They've won a lot of games going away. And a lot of these, especially against NFC teams, you don't see that often. They tend to just sort of fade away or blend in to the just background, right? Or the overall panorama of this Todd Monk and Lamar Jackson thing that's gone to another level. But this one does stand out. It seemed like a rivalry game, remember? I mean, we're watching that game and we're talking in the aftermath of that game, and it's like they really had a lather on for the Lions. Like, they really hated the fact the Lions were getting a lot of
attention.
People thought the Ravens were in trouble against the Lions team. Let's face it, especially at that point, 2023 hadn't won anything to speak of in the postseason, as if they were, you know, the hunted and not the Ravens. And that element won't be at play here, but I do think the fact that we can all remember that game, we can remember the first 4 or 5 drives and just how utterly, emphatically the Ravens were eviscerating these guys on both sides of the ball. It's drive, like explosive drive, 3 and out. Explosive touchdown drive, 3 and out. Like 18 first downs in the first half and almost, you know, basically nine yards per play and a half of football against a team that at that point in time, people thought Detroit might be the best team in football in that moment. And Dan Campbell has changed the culture there. And he has created an ethos where they want to be more physical than you. And yet, you know what? Most of the time they are. But not on that Sunday afternoon. And I wonder how much of that's in the back of their minds going into this one.
It's crazy just looking back at the stats and the drive charts. Ravens scored touchdowns on their first four drives. The Lions didn't have their first down of the game until 7:42 remaining in the second quarter. It was just three and
it was
and
like
out.
Over. I mean, the game was over. They couldn't run, right?
20
there's,
and up.
There's not it's so much for Sonic and the Hedgehog or whatever. Knuckles and Sonic.
Sonic and
right?
Knuckles.
That's out. It's going to be Jared Goff Sonic just trying to get rid of the ball in 3 seconds and hope he doesn't get killed and, you know, throw it underneath.
Now, with that being said, it's tough to glean. 2 years ago, the teams are dramatically different. That was Mike McDonald as defensive coordinator. Now it's Zach Orr and the Lions. You got two different coordinators, a ton of change in terms of players. But something that has been a consistent theme since Lamar Jackson became starter of the Ravens, he just wins against NFC teams. He's 24-2.
Yeah. Yep.
24-2 against NFC teams. Now, he did lose to the Eagles last year at home, but these type of teams that don't see Lamar Jackson that all that often and just this unique offense, I think it catches them off guard.
It's absolutely problematic for them. And look, when they get off to a fast start offensively, especially for a team that hasn't seen much of it, it really tends to be a knockout blow, right? Like Buffalo's a little different. Buffalo's seen a lot. Like Buffalo's played these guys a fair amount the last few years. Like they've seen it. Obviously, teams in the division have seen it. Kansas City and Spags, he's got a pretty good book on it. But when they, and it's not like Cleveland where they got up to a big lead a couple years ago, but it was the defense, right? It was Hamilton, a splash play. When the offense comes out and dictates to an unfamiliar opponent, especially at home, from the first drive on, that's usually a recipe for they're going to win by. It's going to be more than two scores. It might not be three whole touchdowns, but it might be around 17. And they might clear a 16.5 today. Like, that's the kind of mojo they built.
So, Zay Flowers was there. Lamar Jackson was there. But when they played them last, Gus Edwards was their leading rusher.
Right.
The Derrick Henry part of this equation. I'm big in impact. And he's coming off a rough game.
I mean, he hasn't gone two straight games without a touchdown since he got here, right? So there's that. There's the way that Cleveland shut the run game down, which is obviously going to put a renewed emphasis on it. We think they might have a full complement of tight ends available in this one, so that can't hurt. I think they're going to see if this Lions team can stop their heavy personnel. Now, Lions are really good against the run. I've been really good against the run for years. But I have a hard time thinking that they want to run blitz and sell out the way Jimmy Schwartz did.
Yeah, I would expect a very motivated Derrick Henry for Sunday. And it's very early on in the season, but also even the Bills game, he didn't have a ton of carries, just 29 carries through the first two games. But Lamar has been exceptional this year and has been for years now, play action. And despite the run game, not much against Cleveland, he's been really, really good in play action. So if they can get that ground game going, it's only going to make it that much more dangerous.
Ravens and Lions, that's Monday night. Ravens will be back on the practice field tomorrow. As remember, Thursday is Wednesday, or Wednesday is Thursday, no matter how you want to say that, because they play on Monday night. Coming up next, though, John Harbaugh was asked about Jaire Alexander on Monday. He had a very interesting answer about when we'll see Jaire Alexander on the field. Remember, he got toasted a lot in the opener against Buffalo and then was a healthy scratch on Sunday against Cleveland. So how soon will we see Jaire Alexander, and should there be a rush to see Jaire Alexander? We'll discuss next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's here on the Fan. Ravens will start getting ready in earnest for the Lions tomorrow as they get on the practice field. They did have open locker room today, but no practice. Jair Alexander, he practiced last week, but he was a healthy scratch for the game on Sunday. And John Harbaugh was asked at his Monday press conference about Jair Alexander's status moving forward.
Yeah, it's such a great question. I wish it was really black and white, but I think he'll be out there soon. You know, it could be as early as this week, but it's going to be when he feels and you can see that he's right. You know, to go out there and just play like a top level. Jair, I don't want to put him in a situation where he's got to try to overcome not quite being, right as he can be, especially if we've got guys that can play well, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's just kind of like almost a great problem to have, that you don't have to force a player out there, you know, when he's kind of, you know, he's a tough injury he had last year. And he's been rehabbing that thing in the offseason, rehabbing it now through training camp. He ended up rehabbing it for about 3-4 weeks in training camp with no practice. So that was probably the toughest part of it. If he'd been able to, you know, practice there, maybe that would have helped. But it wasn't quite there yet. It's good now, though, and I don't know. We'll just see in the practice. He and I will talk about it, and we'll get him out there just as soon as we can. But I think it's going to be real soon. It'll be much sooner rather than later, you know. And I can't wait till he's out there, and maybe it'll be this week.
So that was a lot. Just to recap, he was great to start training camp, and then he didn't practice forever, and then came, but like August 14th was the last day of practice until the week of the game against Buffalo. And then after a couple days of practice, he ended up playing a lot with 24 snaps in the second half.
Yep, and
got toasted a lot. So following that, he's a healthy scratch this week. And then Harp says, well, he could be back soon, very soon, sooner rather than later. Could be this week. So do we need to rush to see Jair Alexander?
No. And I think the part you said about you don't need to force things, and it's a good problem to have. And, you know, it's not like we don't have other guys who can play. And those guys showed you they could play, where Jair, unfortunately, when he played, showed you his ass. So, and you shouldn't have let yourself, whatever, however you want to talk yourself into the role that you as a coaching staff played in that loss, which in dressing this player was huge. Whether you got talked into it by whomever, it's ultimately falls on you. And he had no business being on that football field. And it was pretty obvious right away. He had no business being on the football field. And he especially didn't have any business being on that football field as that team collapsed in the fourth quarter. And yeah, we're now almost 2 weeks removed from that, but we're a long way removed from January when it will be all hands on deck. And the other people did the job. And whenever you bring him back, it doesn't have to be again in prime time against the team where, look, he clearly likes to talk. He clearly is emotional and brings a different energy. He's got grievances with people in Detroit from years playing in Green Bay. It's Monday Night Football. He just got undressed on Sunday Night Football. You don't. I don't think that's going to sit well with him. I just think it's all a bit much, and you don't need it. And you got Awuzie before him for a reason, and Awuzie's looked better than him. And if you don't want to say he was a healthy scratch again, then just say, hey, guys, look, you're the ones using the term healthy scratch. Like, being in shape and being in football shape and being ready to play against a high-caliber opponent after no offseason are very different things. So however you want to couch it, he's just not one of the guys we had up for a multitude of reasons. It's not just strategic. Like, there's a in 30 seconds, I could give him what he should say as the fake PR guy, and you could quash it, but you could also let the guys who did play well know that I'm not going to sit you just because this guy's never done anything for us before, and when we did have him out there look bad. Like, you know, just because he's the only guy we got in the offseason and who's making any sort of money, not that it's much. No, I'm not playing those games. And you just have had a whole bunch of people on this team come out real vocal on that side of the ball and say, we can't be about optics. We can't be about ourselves. We can't be about this grievance or that grievance, right? We've got to be connected as a team, all 11 guys on the same page. And it's got to be that about that above everything else. So, and then that went out and played itself out, I guess, against a lesser opponent, albeit, but it played itself out in a positive way. I'm not reinserting any other things in there just because he was a first-round pick and just because, for another place, he was one of the highest-paid corners in the game. Like, I think you're asking for trouble if you go down that road.
Your goal as a coaching staff, medical staff, you're trying to get this guy right. Because if you can get him right in a contract year, he's only 28 years old, you know what he is at his peak, and that is an all-pro. And if he can get back to that level this year, that's going to be a huge, huge boost for this defense. But unfortunately for Jair Alexander, he came in to Baltimore late in the process. He signed, what was it, the last day of mandatory minicamp. He didn't participate. And then when he came here for training camp, practiced a little bit, got the knee drain, missed a practice, then practiced a little bit, then missed a month. So he's really playing from behind here. And to expect him to be 100% full go after just missing 1 week, I don't know. I think it's a little short-sighted. Now, John Harbaugh, he did not slam the door shut, so that's why I keep saying, could he play Monday? I think he very much left up that possibility, but you need to have a much, much, much shorter leash for him. If you realize quarter one, quarter two, whatever it is, that, hey, he doesn't have it today, don't keep playing him.
So
don't ever redo a Buffalo.
But if you do that, what's more embarrassing to the player? What's more awkward? You know what I mean?
Oh, I get
what
you're
saying. And if you even think that could be the case, you're supposed to have the best roster in the NFL. Everybody tells me you've got the best and deepest roster in the NFL. Well, and it's not like he was woven into the fabric of the team. He just got here. So
it
that's where
bore
I'm
out.
Like,
yeah,
just sit him.
TJ Tampa played well on Sunday. Awuzie played well on Sunday.
Wiggins played
on
Sunday.
And the other part of it is, like, Jair Alexander, unless he's right, this is a horrible matchup. Like,
they're going to attack it.
Yeah, I don't want Jameson Williams on him. I don't want Amon-Ra St. Brown on him. I don't want Isaac Tesla on him. Like, what are we talking about here? Like, these, if Jair Alexander is the guy he was the beginning of training camp, okay, we can have that conversation. But he hadn't been that guy in weeks, and he was terrible two weeks ago.
Yeah, I this will be an interesting little, again, portal into how much things over there are dictated by relationships and all the stuff that's not football, that's not supposed to matter. You just can't, against this opponent, with what you've seen, I just don't think you could risk him being picked on like he was by another quality quarterback in prime time, and you being 1-2, and one of the primary culprits is a guy who you think at best is only up for 25 snaps. Why?
Yeah, and have some confidence in the guys that just went out and had a really good performance against Cleveland. Awuzie was good in the first 2 weeks. He wasn't the issue against Buffalo on Sunday Night Football. So I think have some confidence in your guys.
We'll never get an answer on this, but I thought Awuzie looked good in the first half of that Buffalo game, and then Alexander gets all the snaps in the second half.
I just if he plays poorly real early and he gets yanked off the field, like, this is a guy who's got an ego. Like, this is a guy who came here to try to prop his career up.
Dude, he's trying to get paid again.
Yeah. Like getting benched on national TV is not going to help the interpersonal dynamics. It's not going to help anything.
And a reminder, he's real close with the quarterback.
Yeah.
So there's that as well.
Yeah.
I'm very interested to see how this week plays out. And obviously, it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, but I'm intrigued to see. He's going to be on the practice field because he was a week ago. But what's
knock yourself out in practice?
Yeah, like, and of course, this isn't,
have at it.
This isn't training camp, so we ain't gonna see much. So, like, you have no idea. Like, the beat guys will get an idea of who he's running with, but it's gonna be that's a subplot. It's called Monday when we reconvene after the weekend. Maybe we'll get an idea of what's going on. It'll be very interesting conversations. We're at the Horseshoe Casino on Monday.
Oh, inactive. I'll be long gone by the time.
But we'll be talking all 2 to 5 until we get to Buttermaker Game Day and Sense's pregame show. Hey, coming up next, we've done a lot of talking, but how about the people? 410-583-1057. Are you in a rush to see Jaire Alexander? What about the Detroit Lions team? Are they a major concern to you as they come into town Monday night? 410-583-1057. Any concern about Mark Andrews not doing anything yet? And the impending return of Isaiah Likely. There's a lot of Ravens storylines. What is getting your attention? 410-583-1057. We hear from the people next. Orioles trying to shut the door on the White Sox lead 3-1 in the ninth, but everybody wants to talk about the Ravens. 410-583-1057. Are you concerned about this game on Monday night? And what do you think about the Jaire Alexander of it all? Are you in any rush to see him on the field again? 410-583-1057. Let's go to Mike in Bel Air. Mike, you're on the Fan.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I think the Ravens right now are doing a disservice to the player. You sit the player down and have an adult conversation with the gentleman. You sit him down and say, Jaire, we don't want what happened against Buffalo to happen against you, against Detroit. I understand that you're a competitive player. I understand that you want to show everyone that you are that all-star. You are that number one corner, okay? We believe in you. But we want to put you out there when you can show that. You are that cat. You are that dude. You are that alpha corner.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to sit you down and we're going to say, we're going to let you know what we're going to say. We're going to say that you were hurt. You're not in football shape right now. Okay? You're in football shape when you play. Okay? And then you sit down, Wuzie, and you tell Wuzie, Wuzie, you're our guy. You are our guy right now. You are our guy. We believe in you. And you're telling the other players, if you're the best option, if you're showing out and you're doing what you're supposed to, you're going to play because we want to win a Super Bowl, and we can't have that, okay? And another thing is Andrews. Hey, he has to catch that ball to hit him.
I completely agree.
Dead in his chest. Now, I ask you, gentlemen, what if that was a playoff game and we needed that catch?
Well, he'd have dropped it if it's a playoff.
Well, yeah,
he doesn't believe.
Mike, appreciate the call.
He's abstaining like a Raven when it comes to playoff touchdowns.
He's from the Eddie Jackson school.
Raved him on that one. Ravens them.
Yeah.
I agree with everything the caller said.
Yeah. 410-583-1057. Taking your calls. Totally. And is there a people skills aspect to this, Jason, because I like the way the caller broached it. Like, you sit him down and say, look, we want you to look your best, so why not just...
It's not rocket science.
Yeah, like, you looked bad. We don't want that. You don't want that.
No.
So let's wait until you're in better shape.
If they play this guy Monday night, they're begging. They're begging for problems. They didn't listen to me the first time. I dare you. There you go. I'm doing this for us.
Do it.
I dare you. I dare you to put him out there against that offense. I dare you. Don't do it. Sasi, don't let him do it. Sasi, intervene if you have to.
Let's go back out of the phone lines to Trippy. Trippy, you're on the Fan.
Hey, hello. Yeah, I agree with Jason. I dare him put him out there. I don't want to see. You know what? I've been saying this last year. We drafted, we actually got both on four still, Nate Wiggins. I forgot what number we drafted him, then T.J. Tampa, because if I'm not mistaken, T.J. Tampa was like a top three cornerback coming out that draft.
He was a fourth-round pick,
Yeah, but, you know, he dropped to the fourth round. You know, things happen, but I want to see my man TJ Tampa get some more spin. It ain't going to be easy out there, but why not? I mean, let Jair rest up because, I mean,
yes.
If we try and get on this Super Bowl run, let's see what these young guys got. Because, I mean, we know what he could play like, but we just got to make sure he's healthy. You feel me? In week one, you could tell he wasn't healthy.
Mm-mm.
And that boy J-Mo Williams and St. Brown,
mm-hmm.
I mean,
they can play.
They ain't coming to Baltimore to play. So if they know, like, they got him out there and he ain't 100%, they going to cook him. So that's all I want to say, man. What's today? Thursday?
Yeah.
No, today, Wednesday.
Today's Wednesday. You got a shirt for this one, Trippy?
Huh?
Do you have a shirt for this one?
No, I ain't got no shirt for this one. You know it's all black. I'm going to rock the all black Ray Lewis Monday. You
there
know?
We go. Yeah.
Bring out the old school. But I'll call in Friday with my score prediction.
All right,
Trippy. Look forward to it, Trippy. Buddy. We love Trippy. Trippy.
You save the custom shirts for road games.
That's a good point. Is there another shirt where somehow Aloysius can get involved like he did for the Buffalo game? Has he ingratiated himself?
I'm surprised that there is not Aloysius produced swag for his podcast just in the streets of Baltimore everywhere.
That's a good point.
I'm surprised it's not like everybody's must have.
The Be More Empire?
For Christmas, get your kid some Dr. Jerry Aloysius podcast swag.
There is something to that.
Do we think Jerry ended up finding an intern?
That's a good question for whenever we have him on again.
Yeah, I'm going to say no.
Coming up next, the Orioles, we're still waiting for them to hold a press conference or give us a press release that they've promoted their GM, Mike Elias, to team president. Jim Duquette, former MLB GM, now with MLB Network Radio, get his thoughts on that and more. Orioles out. Keegan Aiken, he got through the ninth. They sweep the White Sox, winning 3-1. But Jim Duquette next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.